Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yod. We're talking today about extending the year, the Shemitah year, which we saw already that you're supposed to extend it before and after, just like you add a few minutes to Shabbat and Yom Tov. So we're going to see exactly how that works. And that's going to also be related to counting the years of Odalah. So this is really interesting in how to count. And we're going to see this Baraita about this law. And then we're going to wonder, who is the author of this Baraita? Can it agree with Rabbi Meir? At first, it seems not. Then we say, yes, it can agree with him. Then we question it. And once we question it, we says, well, who else can it follow? Maybe Rabbi Eliezer. And we says, it can't be him. And the end, we say, it is, in fact, Rabbi Meir. Good. And after we finish that, we're going to see a source for both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer about counting a year or a month as if it were a whole counting a day or a month as if it were a whole year. We'll make use of this chart. And then we'll get a sneak peek at the famous Derasha on the next staff on 10. Not right now. We're on 9. Sorry. Today we're on 10. Okay, we'll get a sneak peek to the next staff on 11, which is the famous machloket about when was creation. Was it in Tishre or in Nisan? Okay, so we begin. Here. Tano Rabbanan. Echad hanoteya, echad hamavrich, ve'echad hamarkiv, erev shivi'it shloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, alta lo shana umutal lekayeman ba'shivi'it. So in any of these three cases, if you plant a new tree or you layer a new tree, which means you take one of the vines and put it down into the ground and it creates new roots and actually creates a whole new tree. And once you do that, you can cut it here, and then it will be a self-sufficient tree. So that's similar to planting a tree, just a different way without a seed. And also someone who grafts, you take one branch from one type of tree and graft it onto another. Although that's not allowed when you do it with two different species, it is permitted when you do it with the same species. And that also will grow a new branch and new fruit. So all these things are considered new trees. And therefore, this has an effect for Erev Shivi'it Sheloshim Yom. Not only on Shivi'it are you not allowed to work the ground, even 30 days before. So if you did it more, if you planted this tree more than 30 days before, then you can leave it there. But if you planted it within 30 days, you have to uproot it, because that's the same as doing work on Shivi'it, and we penalize the person and say, no, take it out. So if you're going to plant a tree, and actually a friend of mine bought land in Israel recently, and he got there 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and it's a Shemitah year now, and he made sure to plant the tree before 30 days so he could keep the tree. So my friend actually fulfilled this law this year. Okay, it also has an effect on Orlah. Orlah, you have to have the first 3 years of a tree. You can't use it at all. The fourth year, net ha-devai, then you have to eat it in Jerusalem. How do you count those years? It's not from the date that I planted it till 365 days later. No, you count Tishrei as day number one if you planted it 30 days before. In other words, if it's there for at least 30 days, that 30 days counts as 1 year. Once Rosh Hashanah comes, and then the next Rosh Hashanah will be a second year. The next one after that will be a third year. Okay, good. So that's the two laws that we learned regarding 30 days is considered as if it's already there for a much longer time, for as if it's there for a year. Now, what if it's less? Pachot mishiloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah lo alta lo shana v'asu lekayeman b'shivi'it. If you planted it within 30 days, then it does not count as a full year for the case for Orlah, and you cannot leave it there in terms of Shivi'it. So here is where this chart, thanks to Art Scroll, comes in handy. And so here's how it works. If I planted it before 30 days, then Rosh Hashanah Tishrei counts as 1 year, and this will be the second year, and then that's the third year, and that's it. That's the end of the three years. However, the Gemara is about to say that you can't wait till then. If you only use the 30-day spot here, then you have to extend this till Tu Bishvat. And then you have the fourth year goes from Tu Bishvat to the next Tu Bishvat. And then after that, any fruit that grows after that Tu Bishvat is you can eat. So all together, we have one, two, let's say for Orla, one, two full years, 30 days here, and from the beginning of the year till Shabbat. So you end up saving 7.5 years by planting something before the 30-day deadline. See, if you don't do that, and if you plant something just a few days before Rosh Hashanah, then you're gonna have to wait from that Rosh Hashanah till the next one. There's 1 year, 2 years, three full years till you finish the Orla, then another full year till you finish Neta Revai. So it's worth it to save that 30 days for Orla. And another benefit is if it's a Shivit year, then you can leave it. If you planted it within 30 days, then you have to uproot it altogether. Good. So that's the loan. We're going to see the rest of it right now. Perot Neti'azo Asurin ad hamisha asar bishvat. Even though the 30 days counts as a year, nevertheless, at the back end, you have to wait a little bit longer until tu bishvat. Im le'ola orla, im le'revai, revai, for the third, after the third Rosh Hashanah, you still have to wait till tu bishvat, and that's considered orla, totally not allowed. And after the fourth Rosh Hashanah, you still have to wait till tu bishvat, and all that will be considered revai that you eat in Jerusalem. Okay, so that's the Braita. That's it. This is going to be the source of our discussion for the entire daf. First, we want to know what's the source. Some say it's the name of Rabbi Yochanan, some say the name of Rabbi Yanai. They're both early sages from Eretz Yisrael. So what you see here is that the first pasuk says, when you come to the land and you plant something, so it's orla. For 3 years, it will be adelim, lo ye'achel. It's forbidden to you. And then the next pasuk says, u bashana harevi'it. So if you kind of move the soft pasuk, since it says the word u, it's connecting u bashana harevi'it to what came before. So therefore, you see that there is a case where, even though you finished 3 years, three Rosh Hashanahs, nevertheless, it can go into the fourth year. It will be orla, even u bashana harevi'it, for some part of it. And the next pasuk starts u bashana chamishit, and connecting that also to what came before, that you could have a case where even though you passed four Rosh Hashanahs, nevertheless, a little bit of the fifth year will still be considered like the previous year. As follows, pe'amim sheba revi'it v'adayin asura mishum orla, u'pamim sheba chamishit v'adayin asura mishum revai. So that's how we learn it. And not the entire next year, but only until Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat is the birthday in terms of Ma'aser for fruit. But you see here that it also relates to the laws of Ola, Orla, and Revai, that if you had a short year in the first one, 30 days, then you have to extend till Tu Bishvat. All right, good. So now we want to see authorship. Lema de la Kerevi Meir. Seems that this Baraita may not be Rebbe Meir. And we'd like it to be Rebbe Meir because we always want a braita to be according to as many people as we can. And also, Rabbi Meir is, Stam Mishnah's Rabbi Meir. This is a braita, but nevertheless, perhaps we want to have halakha like this, so we want Rabbi Meir's support. So, but at first, it seems it's not Rabbi Meir. Di Rabbi Meir ha'amar yom echad bashana hashuv shana. He says that one day of a year is considered a whole year. And here it says you need 30 days. So, Rabbi Meir may be even more lenient than this Baraita. Now, in what context did Rabbi Meir say that one day is like a whole year? Well, he said, we know this law in practice for Avelut, right? On the seventh day of Avelut, we say, Miksat Hayom Kikulo, even on the last day, if the Avelim sit for a few minutes, we say, okay, that's like the whole day. And then they can get up, and that's considered the seven. But so we can apply the same idea on a macro scale. So Rabbi Meir said it regarding the age of animals, that you need to know certain ages for different sacrifices. The Tanya Par Hamur Batorah Stam Ben Asim Varba'a Chodesh Ve'yom Echad. A par, whenever Torah says a par, an ox, it's supposed to be 3 years old. But 3 years, Rabbi Meir says, doesn't mean a full 3 years. It means 24 months plus one day. In other words, they counted birthdays not like we do today. We count when a child passes 12 months, we say now they're one year old. Even though a few months later they're still 1 year old, so that's what they passed. But another way to count it is the first year is the first is called one. The 1 year old is when they're in the first year. Then the second year, one day into the third year of this animal's life, so it's called 3 years old. That's what Rabbi Meir said. The B'el Azad Omer ben Asrim v'arba'a chodesh u'sheloshim yom. No, he says 24 months and 30 days. So he agrees basically that you're counting the third year, but it's not a third year until you pass 30 days. Like, because 24 months and 3 days, that's basically 24 months. It's not significant enough until it's a whole month. So you can see from here already that our Baraita that said 30 days is considered like a year, it really seems to follow to be El Azad. To be El Azad would be the natural choice to be the author. But we're still going to try to fit it with Rabbi Meir. Shehaya Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Makom Shenemar, Aigel Batorah Stam Ben Shana, Ben Bakar, Ben Shetayim, Par Ben Shalosh. This is a great rule to remember that Aigel, Bakar, and Par are all talking about the same thing. They're all talking about cows and calves. But Egel is 3 years old, Ben Bakar is 2 years old, and Pad is, Egel is 1 year old, Ben Bakar is 2 years old, and Pad is 3 years old. And all that means is the beginning of the third year, even 2 years and 1 day. Okay, so far it looks like our Baraita cannot be Rabbi Meir because he says that it's only 1 day. 1 day is considered a whole year. And this Baraita says it needs to be 30 days in order to count as a year. So it should follow to be El Azad. But now, you know what? We're going to revive it. And says, Afilu tem Rabbi Meir. Ki kama Rabbi Meir yom echad bashana chashuv shana besof shana. Rabbi Meir only considers 1 day to be like a whole year at the end of the cycle. So you have an animal that lives 1 full year, 2 full years. Then it did a little more. You know what? We'll fill it in. Like for Avel, we do the same thing. So that's okay. Aval betchilat shana lo. But if you're talking about the first year that we're trying to count, you can't count just 1 day. The animal's born for a day. We say, oh, that's a year. Now we'll start the next one. No, that doesn't make any sense. And so therefore, when it comes to the agriculture, so just because you had a plant there for a tree that you planted for 1 day, you can't consider that 1 year at the beginning. And so therefore, it needs 30 days at the beginning to be considered sufficient enough that you can call it a year. So you know what? We revived it to be Meir. It really can be. But now we're going to reject it again, that it can't be to be Meir. Why? Amar Abba. Ve'lav kal v'chomer hu u'man nida she'en techilat hayom ola la besofa sof hayom ole la betchilata shana she'yom echad ole la besofa en odin she'yom echad ole betchilata. So listen to the following kal v'chomer. Kavachomer is talking about a case of a nida de oraita. Nowadays, forget about what we do nowadays, because now we consider all women who are nida as if they're also a zava, and the zava has to count 7 clean days. But in the times of the Tanakh, if you follow only biblical law de oraita, then when a woman first sees blood, even if it's in the middle of the day, even if it's 5 minutes before sunset, she counts that as day one. And she may be continuing to see blood for the next 2, 3, 4 days. Doesn't matter. She continues counting. And then the 7th day, she goes to the mikveh, assuming she did stop bleeding at some point there. So that's it. Now, for the purposes of nida, the first day doesn't have to be a full day. Even if it's 5 minutes before sunset is when she first got her period, that's considered 1 day. And so there, however, the last day for Nida, she can't go to the mikveh in the middle of the day. She has to wait until night. Even if she stopped bleeding from a day or two before, doesn't matter. The 7th day is a full day till sunset, and then she goes at night. So if a Nida, here's the Kal v'chomer, if a Nida where at the end of her counting, a partial day is not considered a full day, And nevertheless, at the beginning of her counting, a partial day is considered a full day. And then applying that to a year where Yom Echad Ole B'Sofa, where at the end you agreed that with the animal that a partial day is a full year, then all the more so that at the beginning of counting years, a partial year should be counted as a whole year. Okay, that's the logic. You could probably flip it around and learn the other way, but that's what Rava said. And therefore, we reject Rabbi Meir as the author, because Rabbi Meir does not make a distinction regarding the, he does not make a distinction between the beginning and the end. He considers one day to be a full year. Both at, he should consider it both at the beginning and both at the end. And therefore, just as he says at the end regarding the birthdays for animals is one day is a year, so that at the beginning for planting, one day should be a year. This Baraita said 30 days. So Rabbi Meir is out. All right, so Rabbi Meir is out. So who are we left with? With Rabbi Elazar. Belamai Rabbi Elazar, Shiloshim Ushloshim Ba'e. If it's Rabbi Elazar, then you would need not just 130, but 30 plus 30. See, the question is, what is this 30 about? Why would you need it? So far, we've been assuming that we're trying to figure out is a partial year as if it's a whole year. But what we're about to say is actually we misunderstood why the reason. The reason here actually is because it needs to take root. I'm putting a seed in or one of those branches. I have to wait enough time till it takes root. And only then can I start counting. So that's the reason. So here's what we're going to follow, read a Mishnah and a MRA commentary on the Mishnah. Ditnan. En not'ain ve'en mavrichin ve'en markivin erev shevi'it pachot mishiloshim yom lifnei rosh hashanah. Not allowed to plant or layer or graft on the year, but the sixth year before Shavuot, if it's within 30 days. And if you did, you have to uproot it. Now, the truth is this Mishnah seems to support Rabbi Elazar being the author of the Braita, if you read it by itself. But we're not going to read it by itself. We're going to add a commentary on it. Rabbi Yehuda omer, kol harkava she'ena koletet b'shlosha yamim, shub ena koletet. Rabbi Yehuda says, it doesn't take 30 days for something to take root. Only 3 days. If it doesn't take root in 3 days, then it's just not taking root at all. So it sounds like he would say just 3 days. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon omrim shtei shabbatot, 2 weeks. So it sounds like according to him, you would have to plan something with before 2 weeks of the Rosh Hashanah in order for it so that you can leave it. Okay, that's the simple reading of the Mishnah, but we're not following the simple reading, but rather this one. V'amad av Nachman amad abba bar abu, le'dibrei omer shiloshim sarich shiloshim u'shloshim. According to the Rabbi Elazar, you need 30 days for it to take root, and it has to take root 30 days before the Rosh Hashanah, so that you can consider that 30 days to be 1 year total. Le'dibrei omer shilosha sarich shilosha u'shloshim. And if it takes 3 days, then you need 3 days, also plus a month. And so if we follow any of these opinions, we cannot understand our Baraita, because our Baraita says you can plant it just at on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and that's it, and then you can have it. But according to all the opinions here, you have to add time for it to take root plus another 30 days. So you know what? Now we're left really stuck. We have no possible author for our Baraita. The Talmud Bavli loves to do this. It loves to present a situation where nobody could be the author. And then it comes and saves the day and brings back the person who we thought was actually the least likely. So if it said at the beginning, you know, it could be to be Meir, we would say, no, to be Elazar is better. So we have to knock him out of the box first. And now we're going to save the day with Rabbi Meir. Ella le'olam, Rabbi Meir, v'chi kama sheloshim liklita, is in fact Rabbi Meir. And when you talk about 30 days, it's the time to take root. Yachi sheloshim v'ahad ba'e. So remember the 30 days according to Rabbi Meir, let me finish. Yachi sheloshim v'ahad ba'e. Okay, so rather we are following the Bimeir. This 30 days is not needed as a waiting period, which we just saw. Okay, according to all these opinions, you need to take root plus a 30-day period for it to be like a whole year. But according to the Bimeir, no, the 30 days is not necessary for a waiting period, because even one day is like a whole year. So the 30 days of our Baraita is Rabbi Meir, and that is so it can take root. So he basically agrees with Rabbi El-Azad that it takes 30 days to take root. What he disagrees is with the extra 30 days, he don't need that, because one day is, in fact, a whole year. And therefore, Rabbi Meir can be the author of our Baraita. Okay, so just to review, we had this Baraita that says you have to plant something 30 days before in order for it to count as a year, as the first year of Orlah. And while this seems to follow Rabbi El-Azad, we saw that opinion that says really Rabbi El-Azad would require 30 plus 30, 30 days to take root, plus 30 days to be like a whole year. So actually, it doesn't follow to be El-Azad, surprisingly. It follows to be Meir all along. And the 30 days is for it to take root. That's the Braita. And the one day is a year. So all you need is one day. And now that's consistent with what Rabbi Meir says regarding the animals. At the end and the beginning, one day is like a whole year. Okay, now you might be thinking to yourself, wait a second, maybe then you need 31. Yom Ushloshim Ole. Right. Then you might meet 31. One, right? 30 to take root plus one to be the whole year. No, that 30th day can serve double duty. Sometime in the middle of that day, it finally takes root, and that's it. That same day can be counted to be a whole year. All right, fantastic. So now we established the authorship is, in fact, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir exclusively, even, right? So that's good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushnehem Mikra Echad Darshu, even though they argue about this, nevertheless, whether, so now we're going back to the general machloket, do you consider one day to be a year, or do you need a month, so that a month is considered a year? This they disagree about, but they both learn it from the same pasuk, and this is regarding the chronology of the flood story. Vayhi be'achat v'shesh me'ot shana barishon be'ahad la'chodesh. So the flood, the waters dried up in the 601st year of Noah's life on the first day of the first month. So let's assume that's Nisan, right? The first month is always Nisan. Now, and the 601st year of Noah's life. Now, this is a bit, it requires a little bit of explanation. We don't know what date Noah was born, when his birthday was. But it seems no matter when he was born, we're counting his years like we do for kings, right? That on Nisan, that's when the next one comes up. We should try that today. Maybe we should all be kings and everybody's birthday will be one day of the year. Then you don't have to have any problem forgetting people's birthdays. All right. So the flood ended in the 601st year at the beginning of the year. The flood started about 11 months before that, in the 600th year. So let's see how we derive this. Rabbi Meir Sabar mid de'akate yom echad hu de'ayel bashana ve'kakari le'shana shema'mina yom echad bashana chashuv shana. Rabbi Meir says, I derive this simply. They're only one day into the new year, right? It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and yet it considers it the 601st year. So it's only one day into the year, but that one day is considered to be a whole year. All right, good proof. Ve'idach, and how about Rabbi El-Azad? He needs 30 days. How's he going to explain this? He says, Ikati b'shesh me'ot ve'achat shana kidikamat. If the pasuk said 601 years, like a normal way that we usually count, then I would agree with you. But the pasuk doesn't say that. Hashtad ikhtiv ba'achat v'shesh me'ot shana. It says 1 and 600 years. So, shana ashesh me'ot ka'e. The 600 is going, the word shana, the 600 is modifying shana, so it's still the 600th year. Umay achat, atchalta de'achat ka'amar. The word be'achat doesn't mean, it's not going on shana, we're still in the 600th year. Achat means the beginning of the 600th year. That's all it means, and because you didn't start the 601st year until you get a month into the year, then you can start calling it 601. And so from here, so he says, I don't have to count the way you do. It's not really a full day. It could be already, it would only be 601 after a month. All right. Now, fine, Rabbi El-Azad can push himself like this, but why? What's motivating Rabbi El-Azad to read this pasuk in such a circuitous way? Rabbi El-Azad maita amadikti barishon be'ahad lahodesh. Midakati yom ehad hu de ayil behodesh, beka kari lehodesh, שמאמינה יום אחד בחודש חשוב חודש. ומדי יום אחד בחודש חשוב חודש, 30 יום בשנה חשובים שנה, וחודש למנויו ושנה למנויה. So this is where the Bible says, actually getting it from, that the same pasuk says in the first, בראשון, in the first month, the first day. Now you see, even though we're only one day into the month, and nevertheless it calls it the first month. So you see that one day is sufficient to say that we're in the month. You don't have to wait till the middle of the month to say that, you know, we're already in the month. So we see from here that one day in a month is considered significant enough to be a full month. And since one day is the way we count within months, so too, shiloshim yom bashana, the smaller unit from a year is a month. So therefore, 1 month is considered to be 1 year. In other words, you count months as they're counted and years as they're counted. To say that again, and more simply, when you take a month, the you divide a month usually into days. So since the division is in days, so when you have one day, one full day into the month, then you say, oh, we're already in the first month. You can count it as if it's already 1 month. When you have a year is broken down by months. After that, it's broken down by days and hours, right? But the year, the first breakdown is months. So therefore, not until you finish 1 month can you say, oh, we're into this year. So that's why he says you can't jump from a month down to a day. You can go from a day to a month and a month to a year. All right, so that's going to be Elazar's opinion, derivation. Okay, now we're just going to get a sneak peek into the next famous machloket, Mikelal de Tarvayu Sibira Lehu Benisan Nivra Ha'olam. Okay, although they disagree with whether a month and a year is considered, one month, a day or a month is considered a year, they do all agree that the world must have been created in Nisan. How so? Because see, they all agree that when you start counting the first, we said this is the first month of the first day of the first month. That's Nisan, and so we're arguing when do you go from 600 to 601? But we're all talking about the fact that we're starting in Nisan. So therefore, Noah, well, whenever he was born. But the point is that Nisan is the beginning of the cycle. And so the world must have been created in Nisan also. That's what they're assuming by saying the first month. Okay, Rashi says here that we really didn't prove this at all. And therefore, Rashi suggests taking these words out. He deletes them. However, I checked the manuscripts, and you can see here that even though it's a little small, the words we're talking about are here. Miklal de Tavar Subira Lehu Benisan Nivra Ha'olam is in parentheses in the Vilna printed edition to say take it out. However, it was in the earlier printed editions, and it is in almost every manuscript, including the Cairo Geniza manuscript. So therefore, these words are original. They do belong in it. They are missing in two manuscripts, but these are later manuscripts, and they probably took it out because of Rashi's influence. So Rashi was such a great influence that, you know, scribes would take it out if he said to take it out. So therefore, we'll try to explain it with it in because that's probably the original Talmud. Okay, so now what are we talking about? When was the world created? Oh, this comes from this famous Baraita, Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. There you go. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the world was created in Tishrei. That's the one that we follow in our Machzor, right? We say Hayom Harat Olam on Rosh Hashanah. And also, B'Tishrei Noldu Havot, right? The Avot were born. Abraham and Yaakov we're talking about specifically. B'Tishrei Metu Avot, they also died on Rosh Hashanah. It's always good luck when someone is born and dies on the same date. Pesach nolad Yitzchak. So except Yitzchak, he was born on Pesach. Berosh Hashanah nifkeda Sarah Rachel veHana. Everyone's going to agree to this point that Sarah Rachel and Hana were remembered and became pregnant on Rosh Hashanah, which explains why we read Vashem pakad et Sarah on Rosh Hashanah, day one, and we read Vatit Palel Hana for the Haftarah on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. A lot of people think that the main reading of Rosh Hashanah is Akedat Yitzchak, which happens to be Parashat HaShavua now. And then, and so when there was originally one day, But actually, if we're going to see in the Talmud, says when Rosh Hashanah used to be one day at the time when there was a Sanhedrin, then they read, you know, which one they read? Vatit Pelel Chana and Vashem Pakad Etzara. In other words, Bereshit chapter 21. When they made it 2 days, they said, okay, what else are we going to read? All right, read the next chapter, Akedah. That's also good. It has also shofar and symbolism. But the main reading is the first day reading. And this is the reason for that. Berosh Hashanah yaseh Yosef b'beit ha'asurin. Torah does not give us dates for most of these things, any of these things. Nevertheless, this midrash says that Yosef got out of jail on Rosh Hashanah. Berosh Hashanah batla avodah zara avodah me'abotenu b'misraim. And Rosh Hashanah, they even before the Exodus, which happened in Nisan, they didn't have to be slaves, they didn't have to do slave labor in Egypt anymore. So for those last 6 months from Tishrei till Nisan, they weren't slaves. What you see, the common denominator of all these things is it's a time of hope, when the imahot and we're waiting, just waiting for something good to happen. So a new year brings new hope and new salvation, good things. That applies really to both of them. And so some happen Tishrei, some happen in Nisan. But the final geula ben Nisan nigalu b'Tishrei atidin ligael. So everyone agrees, Rabbi Eliezer agrees that the ultimate geula happened in Nisan and will again happen in Nisan. So that's all to be Eliezer. And the opposite is Rabbi Yoshua Amed, in Nisan nivra ha'olam, the world was created in Nisan. Benisan noldu avot, they were born in Nisan. Benisan metu avot, they also died. So they have to be born and die at the same time, but they say Nisan. They all agree, though, that Bepesach nolad Yitzchak. Really, as it agreed to that. Berosh Hashanah nifkada sarei Rachel ve'chana, that they agree on. Berosh Hashanah yasa Yosef mit asurim, that they agree on. Berosh Hashanah batla avodah me'avotem Mitzrayim, benisan nigalu, benisan atidin, ligael. And so both Tanaim agree on these last portions, that the Geula happened in Nisan. You have to agree to that because that's the whole Pesach story. And they have all agreed that the final redemption will also come in Nisan. And we'll see the rest of their derivations tomorrow. Baruch Adonai l'olam. Amen v'amen.